Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Dan Ferrier here with your WAR market update for June 2nd, 2025. So it's the opening bell for today. We're going to go over what the stock market's doing. It's not faring too well today. It's down 300 points. We're also going to look at the bond market right now. It is down as well. That means mortgage rates are going up. Why is all this happening? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. But the one thing I want you guys to not get confused about is you're going to start hearing things, or a lot of things, about the 30-year treasury. So when you start hearing rates on the 30-year in the 4.75 or 5% range, I want you to understand what you're looking at. It's not mortgage rates, it's actually treasury bills. So we got this and a lot more to discuss in today's video to explain why and what's going on with these things over here. So my name is Dan Ferrier. I actually do this report two times a day. I do the opening bell and the closing bell to advise you guys what's going on over here. We do a stock talk every once in a while where I explain to you guys how the stock market works and some investments that I'm in. But first, I want to let you guys know who I am and what I do. So my name is Dan Ferrier. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. That's why I do this report every day. So if you're out there looking for some assistance, if you're looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to be able to help you, because our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how in the world can we do that? I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. And we also have a brand new website that I want to show you as well. So without further ado, let's get to these things over here and the reasons why you're here. So the first thing I want to go over through with you guys is right through here. There's a lot of things coming out right now. The markets really never talked about the 30-year treasury for a long time. I think it was kind of paused for a while because they always used to focus on the 10-year treasury. But now you're starting to hear a lot of things about the 30-year treasury bill. So, or the 30-year treasury, it's a bond that the Federal Reserve basically has or sells, or the government sells. But that isn't the 30-year mortgage rate, folks. So I just want you to be cognizant. If you start seeing the 30-year treasury and you start hearing that, don't think it's mortgage rates, because the 30-year treasury right now is just below 5%. When you're talking mortgage rates, the 30-year mortgage rate is almost at 7%. So be careful which one of these things you're looking at. So that's what I want to first come across with you guys. There are treasury yields, and then there are mortgage yields. So be careful when you start looking at the 30-year treasury or the 30-year yields, because that's not really mortgage rates. It's actually a bond that's trading on Wall Street. So that's the first thing I want to clear up. The next thing is
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Here's all the stuff that the Federal Reserve looks at. Okay, the reason why we're looking at this is this came in last week, the inflation numbers that they monitor, and it actually came down. Look where we were not too long ago, back in April or May or June of 2022. This was 7%. 7%. Now they want it to come to 2%. We're at 2.1 right now. It just ticked down over the last 2 months. So that's going in the right direction. We also have GDP. This is going to start to turn a little bit, but that turned negative. The Q1 of 2025 just came out recently, and that also says GDP turned negative. I got some good insight, though, on the manufacturing numbers I'll get to in a second. Now, here's what we're going to look at or focus in on this week, the unemployment numbers, because everybody keeps coming out saying the unemployment rate's going to spike. Well, what I want to take a look at today is some manufacturing numbers that just came in. because if we have manufacturing and basically all those components of jobs actually ticking up, well, maybe up, then that could mean a soft landing for the jobs market. So let's get over to the data that we're going to get the rest of this week. So here's the economic calendar we have so far. So Monday, the only thing, well, the most important thing we got out today is manufacturing PMI. And I'm going to go over that in a second with you. This is actually showing some shocking numbers to the good. Okay, so let's go down through here. Here's what we're getting so far today is the manufacturing numbers right through here. And I'll go through those with you in a second. Tomorrow on Tuesday, we're getting factory orders and the JOLT index, how many job openings and labor transfers there are. Okay, so and then on Wednesday, we're going to get some piece of the information on the jobs market. But I really don't have much emphasis or much confidence in this one. This is the ADP payroll numbers. Sometimes they're dead on the numbers and sometimes they're not even close. So we'll kind of look at that number, see how it fares with the markets. We're really not going to focus in on that number too in depth, because we're going to wait till Thursday and Friday for some really important numbers that we're going to get. And those are right through here. Continued jobless claims. Now, this is coming from the government. And initial jobless claims. That's going to give us a kind of a bead on where the jobs market's going to go. And then on Friday, here's where a lot of data is coming in. How much wages are going up or changing? Are they going up or down? Okay, so are you keeping up with inflation on your wage growth? Are you below inflation? That's a huge point that we're seeing right through there. The participation rate, and then really all the numbers when it comes to the jobs report. You have the U6, the unemployments, the participation rate, and everything else. So that last piece of the puzzle is going to fill the void right through here. Well, that's not going to be the end-all be-all because we still have this tariff trade and the big, beautiful tax bill I haven't heard yet about today. So I'll come back to you guys and let you know how that's faring on our closing bell today. So that's what we're seeing across the board through here. Economic calendar, like I said, we just went through, but I want to show you how this is important. Manufacturing numbers. Let's look at these numbers over the last couple quarters to see how manufacturing is coming in. So all we have right through here is the last two readings. They're both above 50. That's good news. But if we dive into these numbers, which I did right over through here, here's where the manufacturing numbers are looking. They don't look too bad. So if we're right through here, this is kind of the highest point. Well, we had another high point right here in February. But previously, you go all the way back, and you can go back all the way to February of 2024. It looks like we're right about there. And then you don't really get that number until you go all the way back to 2022. So manufacturing's coming in pretty good. Look at these dismal numbers down through here. So manufacturing's coming in. We're going to see how the employment numbers or the unemployment numbers look the latter part of this week. So that's what we're seeing so far through there. We go over to the markets. We have the Dow Jones down over 100 points. A little tension in China once again. And I'll go over to that report real quick for you so you kind of understand what's going on in the markets right now. This trade right through here, there's no, this isn't a fear or shock at all in the markets when it comes to bonds. The reason behind this is we have more uncertainty now once again, yes, with China. So let's get over to our report right through here. Where is our bond market? Let's get over to here. There's our bond market. We saw the bonds. Woo, it took a nice little rally right through here. When I was prepping for the video, we were down about 13, 14 ticks, and all of a sudden there's some good news. Maybe this might be a blip in the radar. Let's get over to the headlines we have right through here in regards to what in the world is going on with all this economic data that we're focusing in on. So this is one big piece of the information I want you to understand. The negotiations with China, just going to give you a quick little blimp of this. This is the deputy Treasury of the Secretary. He's coming out and giving us the information directly from the horse's mouth. I'll put it that way. We want this directly from the Fed, or we want this directly from the government, because when you confuse it with a lot of mainstream media, a lot of it gets washed out. So let's get over to here and see how talks with China really are going. Then when I come back, I'm going to show you market reactions to this, because there's a nice little blip in the radar right through there. Is that going to be short-lived or long-lived? Let's see over here. So let's see what's going on with the China trade. Then we'll conclude with a market review and my expectations on mortgage rates.
That it violated a trade agreement negotiated last month in Geneva. Instead, he's now accusing the U.S. of breaching terms of the deal itself. Joining us right now is Deputy Treasury Secretary Michael Faulkner. Good morning to you. Help us understand exactly the dynamic here. What did China breach so we understand it? And maybe you can also speak to what China is suggesting we did.
Sure. So great to be with you. As part of the negotiations that took place in Geneva last month, the Secretary and Ambassador Greer negotiated that, along with bringing down the tariff rates, that the Chinese would take steps in order to ensure that exports of critical minerals continued. And instead, what we are seeing is that they are slow walking the exporting of the critical minerals of magnets in particular that are supposed to be unlocked by their by that agreement. And so, unfortunately, we are getting back to exactly the non-tariff barriers that we have been working with China on for years. If you go back to the beginning of the first Trump administration, we were negotiating with China primarily over the controls that they put on their economy, the non-tariff barriers where they monopolize a certain industry and then use that as leverage in their international engagements. And we are seeing that again with magnets. They said that they would unlock them. And if anything, they are slow walking the approval of these export controls that they have placed on them. Now, they are saying that we somehow violated the terms because of semiconductor exports, but we have long had issues with exporting semiconductors that would go into artificial intelligence. That has never been part of the that was not part of the trade negotiations in Geneva. But what was part of it was an agreement on their part that they are slow walking to unlock the exports of critical minerals, magnets in particular.
This is probably going to be an ongoing theme. Why? Well, China knows that President Trump only has a short duration of time in office. So if they can lag this stuff or just delay it and delay it and delay it, that's what I would try to do if I'm in their situation. I'm going to try to delay this until the next election. So, you know, then President Trump won't be in office next time. And now they'll have a whole new administration to work with. That could be something they're working on. And probably most likely they're going to drag their feet on all these things. So we're going to see how that plays a role in all this. But that is the main focal point right now. The tensions between China and the U.S., it's causing all this friction, and it's causing market reactions like this. We go over to the Dow Jones. The Dow Jones is down 300 points. Look at this. Dow falls 100 points as global tensions arise. Well, it's starting to crash a little bit more than that. I do have a video coming out here shortly. We're going to talk about, and I know you guys kind of hate when I go down this route. I'm going to tell you my definition of what a correction is. What a crash is, and then I'm going to define 2008, which is an anomaly. So that's just a side point that I'm going to go over. But the stock market in general is down across the board. We have the NASDAQ and the S&P not down as much as the Dow Jones. We have the VIX up as well, right over my head. That's the anxiety level of Wall Street. So that's going to show you some pieces there. Let's get over to cryptocurrency. It's down to 104. Oil's also taking a jump, and this is a concerning piece of the equation. But as long as this doesn't get to, you know, 65, 70, we're in good shape there. So not really sure. U.S. Oil raises above 4% after OPEC increases output at steady rate. So not sure how that is causing prices of oil to go up. Also give you some information on that at the closing bell as well. So we went over the 30-year treasury, how not to confuse that with the 30-year mortgage. And we also went over the PMI manufacturing numbers to show you where those are. Let's get over to the bond market to see how this is faring so far. Well, that came back down a little bit. So we're down 10 ticks. That's basically going to mean the markets right now, mortgage rates aren't really going to change anything because we need more than 10 ticks to really move the market. So that's a good, you know, we'll take that because we had a nice little rally through here. Look at the gap that we have right through here. It's trying like heck to fill in, that folks. So hopefully you learned a little bit of that from me, how these gaps get filled in. Let's look at a 5-day treasury market. So what you have to focus in on, folks, as well as this market goes up, let me help you understand this chart because this is how we focus in on what's going on with mortgage rates. This is the price of a bond, a mortgage bond. So as the price of the bond goes up, rates, or yields in this case, mortgage rates come down. So right now we have a nice little reprieve in rates. That's why we're seeing rates over the last 5 days drop below 7%. So we're seeing right through there. But don't, like I said, don't get it confused with the 30-year treasury that people keep coming out and saying, well, it's below 5% right now. Don't think that that's mortgage rates. So that's our report for today, folks. My name is Dan Frio. Here's our brand new website. Who am I and what do I do? Well, I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. So I work at a federal bank. Yep, that's what I do. And our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how does that benefit you? Well, think about it. When you're out there trying to buy that first house or looking to refinance, what's that rule of thumb everybody keeps telling you? Get 3, 4, 5 different quotes. Wonder if we could just do that on your behalf. So what we did at the bank here, they set up with 33 other lenders. These are credit unions and mortgage companies and other banks that we can use their programs and their rates to offer you guys. How do you get involved with this? Well, go to therateupdate.com. You can use yours truly to navigate through this whole entire process. We are a lender and we're a large broker as well. So how to get involved? Just go to therateupdate.com. Right above my head, you can put in your application. Right over here, we just added our podcast channel to this. Yes, we have a podcast. We have all kind of financial tools right through here and calculators. You can schedule a consultation with me right through here. But if you're looking to do one of these, just click through there, answer a series of questions. Then based on those series of questions, I'll get the data, I'll reach out to you and help you navigate the environment. But if you're looking to refinance at some point, you're a homeowner, check out the Rate Watch tool we have. This is to make sure you don't miss rates the next time they drop down and you're looking to refinance. But if you're looking for a home to home buying, how do you do that? Well, Home Buying 101, we have a fantastic video down here as well, how to understand your credit scores. This is probably one of the most important videos I'd ask you to review because this shows you how important your credit scores are and more. So there's all kinds of things at our website. Hope you enjoyed that, but that's our report for this morning. So I'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how all this ends for today. Otherwise, if you need some assistance when it comes to mortgages, please, you can even email me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. And I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you have. Please put in your phone number there as well. I'll be more than happy to call you to go over any questions that you have personally. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. See you here at the closing bell. Take care. See you then. Bye-bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.